Now, earlier in the program, we heard the Prime Minister's warning to any state or territory that made what she thinks of as irresponsible policy changes in relation to the availability of alcohol in Indigenous communities. This came up in her Closing the Gap speech to Parliament today. Let's look a bit deeper into that idea of closing the gap, alcohol policy and other things. To chew that over, I'm joined by Marcia Langton. She's Head of Indigenous Affairs at Melbourne University. Professor Langton, good evening.
Good evening.
We'll get to the alcohol question in a moment, but this was the fifth Closing the Gap speech, and it was a mixed bag, I think you'd have to say. Some good signs, some not so good. What was your overall impression?
Well, it's great that we've reached the stage where we can be proud of the achievement in getting kids into preschool. I think that's the really good news. And, of course, infant mortality rates are coming down.
Yep.
But literacy and numeracy are falling behind. So there's good news and there's bad news. There's more work to be done.
I'm wondering, with some of those literacy and numeracy figures, which, as you say, were disappointing, whether there's... Yes, there are issues there, but I wonder if perhaps we're getting a more accurate picture in recent times with those figures.
We have a much clearer picture than we've ever had in the past now, because even while the enumeration the keeping of statistics isn't perfect, we still have a much better picture than we've ever had before. At least, we're starting to develop some data so that we know whether or not we're improving. And so that's a good thing. And, of course, as soon as you start measuring something, then it looks terrible for a while, but that's usually just an outcome of the actual measurement, and it's not a reflection of the actual state of affairs. But I think with literacy and numeracy, there's some very serious work to be done there.
Life expectancy too was fairly grim, and that gap currently is at about 11 and a half years for Indigenous men and 9 and a bit years for women.
That's just a statistic. The real figures are much worse in some areas.
That would vary hugely, wouldn't it, from place to place?
Yes, and it's also, they change the way that they measure life expectancy and mortality a while back. So actually, I think it's worse than it is reported.
Which is a pretty damning statistic any way you cut it. We're talking with Professor Marcia Langton, coming out of the discussions today on the PM's Closing the Gap speech in the federal parliament. Now, Professor Langton, a lot of the focus has been on the pretty tough words around alcohol bans in the Northern Territory and in Queensland. What's behind this push to ease off on those bans, do you think?
Well, I understand that one of the reasons is that there's a very deliberate political strategy by the Conservatives in Queensland and the Northern Territory to appeal to the drinking segment of the Aboriginal population and win votes by promising to remove alcohol restrictions. And I think that's one reason.
Play a part, Marcia Langton, in the strong Indigenous vote for the Conservatives in the last territory election, do you think?
I'm not sure. I think there were quite a few factors. But I think in some places, definitely, that must be the case.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty cynical politics.
Well, it's cheap populism at the expense of public health.
Mm.
And, pulling that stunt amongst the most vulnerable, the sickest, most disadvantaged populations is, I think, just dreadful, and so I'm very glad that the Prime Minister's had something to say about that.
It also had something to say today was the Northern Territory Acting Chief Minister. Just a quick listen to that now.
To think that the banned drinkers register was tight enough to stop people on the register from not drinking is a furphy. It was an absolute nonsense. It was a deterrent initially, and like a lot of alcohol policies, these people are very cunning, they're addicted, and they will find a way to access alcohol.
What do you make of that, Marcia Langton?
Well, you see, I think that's the wrong way to look at it. The Banned Drinkers Register was in fact working in identifying the people who ought not to drink. Of course, yes, alcoholics are cunning, but you don't throw away any measure because people can get around the measure. That's always going to happen. And the Banned Drinkers Register worked in conjunction with a number of other policies, like the tribunal, that the special tribunal for alcohol-related crimes. And so they've got rid of that as well. So they've got rid of that, and now they're threatening to get rid of the alcohol management plans as well. So there's a pattern to their policies in this area. And so what they're proposing to do is build very expensive boot camps and, you know, lock all the alcoholics up in so-called rehab centres. And one of them apparently is costing $30 million. So I don't think, A, they've got the money to do that. And that definitely doesn't work. We know that. They need to put the money into... They need to keep all of these policies which have been developed by people who know what they're talking about. They're public health policies. And they need to keep all of the Banned Drinkers Register, the tribunal, the alcohol management plan, because all of these things work in conjunction and have reduced, over a period of time, the consumption of alcohol, which in the Northern Territory is far higher than in the rest of Australia.
Yes.
And they need quite a few other policy initiatives as well. So instead of winding back policies that took 20 years to develop, they need to put them in place and do more. So I'm horrified at what they're doing.
The other issue, just quickly and finally, Marsha Langton, the PM said today that restated her reluctance to push for a constitutional change to recognise Australia's First Peoples. I'm wondering how much are these things related? I mean, this reluctance to push for that referendum, is that, you know, that sense that the people aren't ready, of Australia not ready for that, is that one of the factors in these fundamental underlying inequalities?
It is a factor. I don't think it's a big factor, because my view is that alcohol by itself disables communities. It disables individuals, families and communities.
Mm.
So I think, you know, whether or not you have constitutional recognition of Indigenous people, the fact that Aboriginal communities are targeted as special alcohol markets by supermarkets and by grog runners, by pubs, you know, that in itself is a particular problem, and constitutional recognition would make not much difference at all to it.
That's a pretty unflattering image of some things at play in our culture. And as you say too, Marsha Langton, some fairly cynical politics targeting the drinking populations of the Territory in Queensland.
But it is true at the moment that the Australian population aren't ready to even consider constitutional recognition, and there's a lot of work to be done. And the UME Unity campaign is doing that work, and I have confidence that over time that will change. But at the moment, the Prime Minister's right, Australian population's not ready to even consider this question.
Marsha Langton, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Professor Langton is Head of Indigenous Affairs at Melbourne University.